and she does a yellow squash. That's what we grow mostly, because mm-hmm. they sell good. And, you know, you can eat them as a yellow squash once in a while, and they're just as good as the white ones. And if you don't raise them to sell, we don't raise nothing we don't think can sell.
How much land do you have?
98 acres.
You plant all that?
No, honey, we got some of it in pasture, and some of it in hog pasture, and some in cow pasture. Mm-hmm. And we have a horse and a mule, you know. I told you about the man's horse. And, where's the horse up today?
I don't think so.
I wanted to show it to him.
What horse,
Miss Young? Oh, John.
Who?
What about something that's it's green and it sort of round?
Cabbage.
Okay, you raised?
Yeah, we raise them a few. We raise a few of them to eat. We don't raise them for the market.
Uh-huh. What about something kind of like cabbage?
You talking about collards?
Or, no, I was thinking of lettuce.
Yeah. We raise that for home use. We don't raise it for sale. Because it don't head. And, you know, let's just set it out. And that's a lot of trouble, you know, setting out lettuce.
What do you mean?
You gotta, you know, get a certain plant, you know, a certain size plant. Mm-hmm. And you have to set it in the ground. And you got to go back and water it, mm-hmm. you know, several times. And when we raised it, it wouldn't head. It would come little heads like this, you know. Mm-hmm. But it would be soft heads. It wouldn't head hard. Mm-hmm. And we just didn't fool with it for the market. We had loose lettuce, you know. We used it to hide. That's what's called loose lettuce, is it? You know, for it heads. Mm-hmm. And we used a good many of that, you know, for our sale.
Then something that, what do you call the kind of corn that tender enough to eat just off the cob?
Roast meal.
Okay. And the outside of the ear of corn is called the
chuck.
Okay. And what about the stringy stuff?
String beans.
No, the stringy stuff on the corn.
Silks.
Okay. And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
Tassel.
Okay. And this is something that's large and round. You make pie out of it at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Hmm?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what different kinds of melons do you have?
Well, we have the cantaloupe and the watermelons. We raised a few of them. We didn't raise any this year because my husband had pneumonia. At the time they were supposed to be planted, he had to stay in the hospital about 2 weeks. And he got out of the hospital. Well, the doctor wouldn't let him out of the house for 3 weeks. See, that was 5 weeks. And they'd come in the time we was planting our watermelons and our cantaloupes. And we just he was sick and I waited on him, and so we didn't. We were planting, but this is first year in 48 years. We had 46. First year in 46 years that we had planted watermelon cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. What is there something else kind of similar to cantaloupe?
Yeah, there's a quill melon, they call it a mush melon, and there's a big melon here that grows great huge, and they call that a mush melon. And then they have this watermelon grows long or huge round.
The quill